Eversource, formerly known as Western Massachusetts Electric Company, announced this week a plan to cut rates by more than 31%. The company said the average customer using 500 kilowatt hours a month can expect to save $22 a month. Earlier this year, National Grid said it proposed to cut electric rates by 26%, which the company said would save the 500 kilowatt hours per month customer $32 a month. Both companies' rate plans need approval from the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities to take effect July 1st. Although the electricity prices would be slightly higher this summer than last, the proposed rate cuts come as welcome relief after a winter where Massachusetts recorded some of the highest energy costs in the country. High electricity prices threaten the state's economy, according to UMass Amherst economist Robert Nachostein.
There have been some businesses that are quite electric intensive who've already left the state. They simply can't take either the high electricity costs or the variability, the sharp spikes in electricity costs.
Utility companies blame the high winter electric rates on the cost for the natural gas used to produce electricity. Natural gas prices are coming down now as less is needed for home heating. Natural gas now accounts for about half the electricity produced in New England, compared with 15% in 2000. During the same time period, natural gas surpassed oil as the dominant fuel for home heating.
We need to solve this problem, and it's a problem that has a solution out there, but it has to do with natural gas infrastructure, and nobody, of course, wants a pipeline in their backyard. So we have a long way to go to solve this problem.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has pledged to tackle the problem of the state's high electricity costs. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito said the solution needs to be found in concert with the other New England states.
So we need a sound approach to how we will expand energy sources here in our Commonwealth, working with our regional partners.
In addition to increasing natural gas pipeline capacity, the New England governors have spoken about importing more hydropower from Canada and tapping into large-scale wind farms under development in northern New England. There has been no agreement on how to pay for the new transmission lines that would be needed to bring the power south. Massachusetts residents and small business owners will no longer be penalized when they switch from a utility company's basic service to a competing supplier of electricity. The DPU recently eliminated an obscure 15-year-old regulation that permitted utility companies to retroactively recalculate rates for customers that switch suppliers. State Representative Jose Tosado of Springfield and other legislators successfully lobbied the DPU to repeal the regulation.
You think you're doing the right thing, trying to safeguard your personal finances, and by switching to a lower cost provider, you get hit with this retroactive recalculation. It's at the end of the day, it's just doesn't pass the smell test.
State Senate President Stan Rosenberg of Amherst has called on the DPU to consider ordering electric suppliers to issue refunds to customers who were hit by higher bills as a result of the retroactive rate recalculations. ISO New England, which manages the region's power grid, said there would be enough power available this summer to meet the region's demands. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.